The Rod and Staff podcast comes out of the host's passion for Christ and his church. It exists to encourage a deeper engagement with issues that pertain to doctrine and life. Check us out at rodandstaff.org. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Rod and Staff podcast. I'm Jason Matosian, along with Roger Baidamyan, and we are here to serve Christ and his church, to discuss topics related to the body of Christ. And by the end of this episode, we would allow you to decide who is the rod and who is the staff. In our first episode, we'll be explaining why we decided to start this podcast now and tell you just a little bit about who we are. Roger, speaking of why we started the podcast, why don't you tell us a little bit about why a podcast?
Thanks, Jason. I think as we were thinking about how we could serve our church better, we were thinking a podcast is a great way to dig deeper into topics. We often talk about theological topics in our elders' meetings and at other times, but we haven't had an opportunity to share that with others and what we're thinking together.
Yeah, sometimes our elder meetings are a lot of fun because we get to talk about some of these topics. And we wish our others would be able to hear those topics too. I know we sharpen each other when we're talking about these things. And I love, in fact, our ability, Roger, you and I with the other elders, when we're talking through some of these topics, we're really sharpening each other, hearing different perspectives. Even though you and I are similar, we're also quite different. And so we get to sharpen each other, which I think is really, really healthy and really good.
Yeah, we have such different experiences, even how we grew up and education we received, the different seminaries we went to and places we served. And we come with our unique experiences, but we have a love for the Lord. But our past helps shape our perspectives, which are really good in shaping how we think through things together and grow as we discuss the different topics.
Yeah. Well, I guess the other question that we want to be thinking about is why now? You know, why a podcast? Those were good reasons, but why would we start one now? Other than the fact that we're stuck at home during the pandemic. In addition to that, we're both kind of coming off of our own educational endeavors. We both finished up some doctoral work in different fields, totally different fields. And I think we're at a place where we're not writing our dissertations now, and so we're a little freer, and this is another way that we can serve the body. Do you want to tell us a little bit about kind of your background and what you studied? And
and as you talk about why now, I was just remembering that we talked about a podcast about a year ago to start, and we've been putting it off, and it just came to this point where we're in quarantine, and it's like, well, we got to do it now. Why not? It's time.
What better time?
Just briefly, a little bit on my background. Serve at the church, our church as an elder. I have a full-time job outside of the church at Children's Hunger Fund. I work as a controller. Been to seminary. Just finishing off my doctrinal work in biblical counseling. Which I finish off and officially graduate tomorrow morning, actually. My quarantine graduation, which was very different than I thought about 2 months ago.
Sure.
But that's just some brief background on me. But what about you in sharing your background? And
well, I get to serve alongside of you as an elder at Mount Ararat Bible Church. And I'm also the lead pastor, senior pastor, I don't know, whatever we call it, one of the staff pastors. And I also did my MDiv. I know you didn't tell us where you did your work. I don't know if you were holding back, if you don't want to start the rivalry, but I'll start it. I did an MDiv and then a THM in New Testament at Talbot School of Theology. And then I just completed my PhD in church history at another institution, Fuller Theological Seminary. I don't know if we just lost listeners or not, but anyway.
Well, we'll gain them back from my background of going to doing my MDiv at Master Seminary and then finishing off my DMin at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. So I redeemed you there.
You redeemed us. That was why you had to go second on that. Yeah, you know, one of the interesting things for us is we serve on the same elder board, but we came to this church plant in different ways. And that'll be, I think, really important as we move forward, thinking through the life of the church and ministry. We've come from different educational backgrounds too. So I think that's kind of a neat thing as well. We'll see that rivalry appear again and again, I'm sure. And we're really in different fields for the church's sake, though, which I think is really important. I mean, I love theology. I love church history. But I love the church. And I think in your field of biblical counseling, it's all about serving the body of believers. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to discuss some of these key issues together with you and for the sake of Christ and his church. And so hopefully our listeners will listen in to the coming episodes. Hopefully they'll be fruitful. They'll be important and they'll make an impact. And so that's our hope and our prayer. I don't know, Roger, you have anything more as we wrap up our just introductory episode here?
Yeah, I just hope our listeners will be encouraged and see the differences in our experiences and education, as you said, really your theological mind and how you think, and my emphasis much on practical theology and how to take that theology and how does it really apply to all of life, especially the hard circumstances we face at times in our lives.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we named it Rod and Staff, and we'll let others decide who's the rod and who's the staff, and I think that we'll probably be switching off depending on the topic, who is the rod and who is the staff. But, you know, we're just grateful to be able to be under shepherds of the Good Shepherd and looking forward to what the Lord will do. If you enjoyed this episode of the Rod and Staff podcast, please subscribe and share with others. For more information or to contact the host with questions or comments, please send email correspondence to feedback@rodandstaff.org. That is feedback@rod, the letter N, staff.org.